This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Public Citizen Congress Watch Division Director Lisa Gilbert says Trump's preliminary budget numbers look like a robber baron's wish list. Gilbert says the budget would emaciate public services and protections while boosting military spending. Class action lawsuit against Sterling Jewelers, an American retailing giant behind the Girard and Galleria of Jewelry and K Jewelers stores, alleges female employees were routinely groped, demeaned, and urged to sexually cater to their bosses to stay employed, according to just-released testimony. British Social Mobility Commission has found a class pay gap with professionals in that country with a working-class background making about $8,400 less than colleagues from more privileged backgrounds. In financial and medical professions, even with same education and other factors, those with working-class backgrounds made $2,800 per year less. The Government Accounting Office found that contingent workers in education, like substitute teachers, adjuncts, and others, make 14% less per hour. In retailing, they earn 9.4% less. They're less likely to have health insurance. One-third live in families making less than $20,000 per year. Whistleblower claims that UnitedHealthcare overbilled Medicare by up to $1 billion have been joined in the suit by the Justice Department. South Africa is considering a national minimum wage for the first time of $1.50 per hour. Attorney General Sessions indicates he will back off of the Justice Department role in monitoring police departments to hold them accountable. Only 51 of 238 current House Republicans were in Congress the last time Republicans were making major domestic policy. Three studies of voucher programs for 180,000 students in Indiana, Ohio, and Louisiana have shown negative results for lower-income students. A study by researchers from Massachusetts and Sweden found that outsourcing workers through privatization imposed a wage penalty of up to 7% for janitors and up to 24% for security guards. Small towns receiving the most refugees from 2012 to 2016 are led by Erie, Pennsylvania, Lansing, Michigan, Utica, New York, Amarillo, Texas, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Lincoln, Nebraska, Twin Falls, Idaho, Rockford, Illinois, Lexington, Kentucky, Concord, New Hampshire, Abilene, Texas, St. Cloud, Minnesota, and Harrisburg, Virginia. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.